I mean, first of all, Andrew, tell me where you're based now and what you're up to.
I'm right on the Rutland-Leicestershire border, only 17 miles from Burley. So it's there's a new facility there. It was only built in 2007. And so we've got an indoor arena, outdoor arena, new house being built on the property as we speak at the moment, and good staff accommodation. So it's a wonderful facility, and there's excellent hills for working in and around the area. So it's... I've always been in the Gloucestershire, Wiltshire area and thought I'd never move from there. And I have to say, location-wise, I'm really happy with where I'm at. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it sounds like heaven.
Well, yes, like it is really, really good. Like days like today where it's tipping down with rain, I can just work regardless of the weather conditions. And when I'm in the industry... And this is my only job. This is what I have to be able to do. I can't be determined as to the weather, as to whether I can ride outdoors or ride in the dry or not in the dry.
Well, you're speaking generally to a British audience. And what about the notion that British eventing is generally in the rain? And something to do with an indoor school might potentially sort of halt your progress in the extreme weather, because you've got to ride in all conditions.
Absolutely, always have to compete in all conditions. But I know if it's tipping down with rain, I cannot school the horse as well as I would like to if I can work indoors.
It's to progress the horse.
Yes, it's to really progressing the horse. And we're all the time bringing horses on, trying to get them to the higher level. And for me, it's just part of my job, something that I need. And sure, when it's raining and there's competition, you still go ahead. You just ride regardless.
Well, while I've got you here, let's have a little chat about a tip, okay? Because we've got a lot of people listening who are amateur riders. Can you give us one thing that maybe we should practice at home if we're, say, doing B80s or 90s or preliminary dressage, one exercise that we could do at home to make our horses more uphill?
More uphill. Look, to make the horse more uphill, the most important thing is that the horse is responsive to the aids. And this is the thing, this is the base of where we start. I feel riding is really simple. We only ever have to teach the horse four things: go forward, stop, turn right, turn left. They all go forward away from the leg, listen to the hand. My worst experiences in the dressage arena or galloping down to a fence, if I say go forward, the horse doesn't go forward, or if I say stop or slow down, the horse doesn't slow down. And so the horse has to be responsive to the aids, and this is the first thing that you can ever have to teach the horse, because the horse can walk, trot, canter, gallop, jump a little log in the field long before we ever get on its back.
And on its own.
On its own. So we don't do these, we don't teach the horse these things. We only give the horse the opportunity to perform at their best when we ride them. But we don't teach it to walk, trot and canter, because it can do it as a foal. And so what we teach them are the aids, and if the horse is responsive to the aids, then riding can be a wonderful experience.
Well, you've got a smile on your face. What's next for you, Andrew?
I was to ride Rutherglen here this week, but he unfortunately pulled both front shoes off in the stable when he got cast, and he turned the shoes and stood on the shoes all evening, which was just so painful for the horse. Then he ended up with an infection in the foot, and so that's why I ended up withdrawing from badminton, because I just missed too much time. And so for Rutherglen, it's to go to Lemoulin. I have another horse, Cheeky Kalimbo, that I'm taking to Semur in 2 weeks' time.
Well, that's exciting, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing your expertise. Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.